Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And welcome to Deeper Truths, Holy Name of Jesus, preparing for December 25th. Are you ready? Today is December 16th, 2022, the Feast of Blessed Honoratus Kosminski, and my blog, 12 Days of Christmas Song, and the Hidden Code. Did you know that there's a hidden code of the 12 Days of Christmas Song? So we will look into that. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father,
in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all, through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the Universal Church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. O good Jesus, according to your great mercy, have mercy on me. O most merciful Jesus, by that precious blood which you did shed for sinners, I beseech you to wash away all my iniquities, and to look graciously upon me, a poor and unworthy sinner, as I call upon your holy name. Therefore, O Jesus, do save me for your holy name's sake. O God, who did appoint your only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind, and did command his name to be called Jesus, mercifully grant that we may enjoy the vision of him in heaven, whose holy name we venerate on earth, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus, without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus, without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus, without end. Blessed Honoratus Kosminski was born 1829, and by the age of 11, he had lost his faith. By the age of 16, his father had died. And so he was born in Poland, and studied architecture at the School of Fine Arts in Warsaw. When Szasz was almost 16, his father died of participating in a rebellious conspiracy. The young man was imprisoned from April 1846 until the following March. In 1848, he received the Kalpachian habit and for a new name. He was arrested and jailed on suspicion of rebellious political affiliations. During his nearly 1 year of imprisonment, he contracted typhus and was unlikely to survive. It was in captivity, sick and with fever, that he turned back to the Lord. 4 years later, he was ordained. In 1855, he helped to establish the Felician Sisters. Again, he did study architecture at the School of Fine Arts in Warsaw. And he was imprisoned from April 1846 until March 1847. His life then took a turn for the better. And in 1848, he received the Kalpachian habit and a new name, Honoratus. He was ordained in 1855 and dedicated his energies to the ministry, where he was involved, among other things, with the secular Franciscan order. He served as guardian in a Warsaw friary already in 1860. He dedicated his energies to preaching, to giving spiritual direction, and to hearing confessions. He worked tirelessly with the secular Franciscan order. The failed 1864 revolt against Tsar Alexander III led to the suppression of all religious orders in Poland. The Kalpachians were expelled from Warsaw and forced to live elsewhere, where Honoratus continued his ministry and began founding 26 male and female religious congregations, whose members took vows but wore no religious habit and did not live in community. They operated much as today's secular institutes do. 17 of these groups still exist as religious congregations. And so, these men and women, they did take vows, but they did not wear a religious habit and did not live in community. In many regards, they lived as members of today's secular institutes do. Kind of like the way many of us wear the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Something like that, maybe. Well, Father Honoratus' writings include many volumes of sermons and letters and works on theology, works on Marian devotion. So he was a Marian priest. Historical and pastoral writings, as well as many writings for the religious congregations which he founded. When various bishops sought to reorganize the communities under their authority in 1906, Honoratus defended them and their independence. In 1906, various bishops sought the reorganization of these groups under their authority. But Honoratus defended their independence but was removed from their direction in 1908. He promptly urged the members of these congregations to obey the church's decisions regarding their future. He always walked with God, said a contemporary. In 1895, he was appointed Commissary General of the Kalpachians in Poland. 3 years before he had become Warsaw, where he died and was buried, he was beatified in 1988. In 1908, he was relieved of his leadership role. Nevertheless, he encourages members of these communities to be obedient to the church. And he died, Father Honoratus died on December 16th, 1916, and was beatified in 1988. His liturgical feast is celebrated on October the 13th. And words to live by. These are words from Blessed Honoratus Kosminski. He said, "Bless me with the strength to obey, that my soul may subdue both natures, blending them as a fair aromatic bloom. I always seek favor in your eyes, to always obey you until my last breath." And then he said, "Christ Vicar himself has revealed God's will to us, and I carry out this order with greatest faith. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that you are being given the opportunity to show heroic obedience to the Holy Church." And he was beatified by Pope St. John Paul II in October 1988. In briefly reviewing his life, we find in Brother Honoratus a man caught up in political struggles, many of which endangered his life. When confronted with an obstacle to practicing his faith, he found another way to live and preach the Christian faith. When the world handed him disturbing news, disheartening news, he reacted with joy and obedience. In this holy man, we find the indomitable spirit of perseverance and love for the Lord, a message we could all take a lesson from. And St. John Paul II beatifies him in October 1988. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of the saints.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, a song. Of the tree with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea." Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know?
I know what I know.
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold." Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the
12 days.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four
calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten larger leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
I sent 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, that was Bing Crosby, The 12 Days of Christmas. Now, this is a blog that the church calendar has been a work in progress since the very beginning of the church. From the early Christians following our Lord's footsteps down the Via Dolorosa, Latin for the way of grief or way of suffering, to the birthday of the Lord, which we're getting ready to celebrate Christmas on the 25th. As we move closer to Christmas this year, it's a great reminder of the personal sacrifice that I made for me during the Christmas season. There was a point in time when 3 out of 4 Christmas seasons I was deployed in Iraq. It's tough being deployed away from home for a year or more when it becomes very difficult, especially during the major holidays. The Catholic Church instituted the 12 days of Christmas in 567 through the Council of Tours. Ever since then, nations have developed their traditions, and being deployed, we miss the family traditions. We do well to try and keep alive our traditions among us in a foreign land. I would use the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, to inspire interest in the season. For most Americans, Christmas is over after Christmas Day. We have lost the understanding of the season of Christmas. For the most part, I found this out simply through the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. In fact, most thought that The 12 Days of Christmas began before Christmas. That Christmas Day ended the season. The actual 12th day is January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany, the manifestation, with the wise men finding the Christ child after about an 18-month journey following a star. On December 23rd, 2006, from Iraq, I wrote the Defenders of the Catholic Faith, DCF. I wrote this: today I was able to sing Christmas carols with Philippine women who work in our laundry department. It was kind of cool. These people are here to make money to send home. It is to such as these that Father began to go to for Holy Communion, to take them Holy Communion. These people have a strong faith and love for the Church. Christmas must be a thing of the heart. That's where it plants itself to do good. God be with you all, and Merry Christmas. I will be going to Midnight Mass here, and I hope many of you can go. I was trying to get in the Christmas spirit and inspire others to do the same. On Christmas Day, 25 December, I was reminding DCF, Defenders of the Catholic Faith, of the 12 days of Christmas. Each day I would ask the Catholic board and soldiers I served with what the song said for each day as the days passed by. Friends would ask me about the next day, and I would make them wait. Or, you know, what makes this song special to me is the idea that there are, could be hidden messages in the song for Catholics. The Church was suffering persecution in England between 1534 and 1829. It is believed that William Shakespeare wrote the song based in a play, Twelfth Night, in code. The following is a version of what people believed about the song. The partridge in a pear tree means there is only one God and is also symbolic of Jesus. Luke chapter 13, verse 34. I have heard also that the first verse was depicting baby Jesus in a manger. Two turtle doves are the Old and New Testaments. Though the 12 days of Christmas, the story behind a favorite Christmas song, this is the two turtle doves sacrificed that Joseph and Mary brought when they presented Jesus at the temple. The three French hens are the three persons of the Holy Trinity, or the three virtues, faith, hope, and love. Though, according, you know, stories of the best-loved Christmas songs, they represent the expensive gifts of the wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the four calling birds are the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which makes sense because they are calling out the story. Five golden rings are the first five books of the Bible. The first five books of the Bible are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Six geese a-laying refer to the 6 days of the creation. Day one, the heavens, the earth, light, and darkness. Day two, heaven. Day three, dry land, the seas, and vegetation. Day four, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, living creatures in the water, birds in the air. Day six, land animals and people. Day seven, God rested. Seven swans are swimming. are the seven sacraments and the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. There are seven sacraments in the church: baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. Eight maids of milking are the eight beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the poor, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Nine ladies dancing are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. 10 lords of leaping are the 10 commandments. I am the Lord your God. You shall not have strange gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember to keep holy the Lord's day. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. The 11 faithful apostles, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, Bar-Alpheus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, Bar-James, Luke chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. 12 drummers drumming are the 12 doctrines in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The 12 days of Christmas. And today's gospel reading at Mass, Jesus said to the Jews, "You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's, the works that the Father gave me to accomplish. These works that I perform testify on my behalf, that the Father has sent me." That's John chapter 5, 33 through 36. And that's the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And the first reading, thus says the Lord, "Observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, the Son of Man who holds to it, who keeps the Sabbath free from profanation, and his hand from any evil doing. Let not the foreigner say, when he would join himself to the Lord, the Lord will surely exclude me from his people. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the dispersed of Israel. Others will I gather to him besides those already gathered. And there's a lot of meat and potatoes in what the first reading is, coming from Isaiah chapter 56, 1 through all the way to 6-8. But think about some of what is said here. I mean, the Sabbath. Well, today, we're in the New Testament, and so today, this is Sunday. That's Sunday, the Lord's Day. And so, to make joyful in my house of prayer, that's Mass. We're talking about the Mass here, where Jesus offers himself to the Father. And so, this will be acceptable on my altar. Well, that's the Catholic Church right there. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples all over the world at Mass. And I encourage you all to make the Mass the center of your life. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity. And, O God, let all the nations praise you in every nation. And so, this is Friday of the third week in Advent. So, blessed be the Lord, his holy name of Jesus. As we're preparing for Christmas, preparing for Christmas. And today, holy name of Jesus, preparing for December 25th, are you ready? And today, December the 16th, 2022, and we will end our devotion for today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And remember, when the sign of the cross, there's power in that. There's power in the sign of the cross. It's a sign of our victory. It really is. There was one occasion where Saint Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made seawater fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew on a ship could drink it. Oh, wow. That's amazing. In one town, when St. Martin the Stewart tried to convince the locals to cut down a pine tree they venerated, they agreed, but only if St. Martin would sit where the tree was going to fall. Martin seated himself directly under the path of the leaning tree, and the townspeople began to cut from the other side. However, just as the tree began to topple, St. Martin made the sign of the cross, and the tree fell in the opposite direction, slowly enough to miss the fleeing townspeople. And St. Martin won many converts that day. That's awesome. And so, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. That is awesome. God is awesome. He is good. We serve a great God. And I'm going to end with a song. That, because our God is so great. And I just kind of stumbled on that by my rattling. Well, all right, so I'll end with this.
Righteousness. thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. And all the saints said,
Holy.
Jesus is a great God. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. And with this, the praising of Jesus' name, we will end today's episode, Holy Day of Jesus, preparing for Christmas, December 25th. Are you ready? We are getting ready to Advent. Make the Mass the center of your life and pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. And God bless you all. Good day.